We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. We have Paul Imig and Grant Bills coming up momentarily. I do want to quickly go through some quick voicemails, thanks to our friends at Carl's Place, and then we'll get to Paul and Grant. And be wise, we're talking more Brewers. I feel like everything is falling apart. I feel like this Brewers thing is... like council leaving is ridiculous to the Cubs, and it's getting a strong reaction, but then it's also getting a very non-strong reaction, and the non-strong reaction is very strong, and I don't understand it. And now what's starting to bother me is other fan bases creeping in and trying to tell us, you know, what to do. It's just, it's ridiculous. Brewers didn't make a trade, by the way. So Craig Council era, I mean, is over. Oliver Dunn, 26-year-old double-A hitter, is coming over for Hendry Mendez and Robert Moore. So welcome Oliver Dunn to the team. It also looks like the stadium is going to be here still. Look, just tell me if you're moving or staying. The Senate changed. What happens is the Assembly makes a bill, as far as I know, and then the Senate changes and then votes, and they send it back to the Assembly, and then I think to Governor Evers, but maybe back to the Senate. I don't know, man. It just seems like the Brewers are very happy, so everything must be figured out. There are a lot of people, too, that are telling me that I should be more upset at Mark than Craig, and it's not that I'm not upset at Mark. I haven't gotten there yet, okay? I think, like, what's happened over the last couple of years is Craig clearly wanted the resources of Chicago over Milwaukee or a bigger market team. And he was so frustrated with Mark. I think that Craig, like, Craig as one of us, in quotes, could have been more like, hey, I just don't have the resources. I need help. You guys know what it's like to root for this shitty team. You could have turned us against Mark. I don't know how that plays. I don't know if that cost him this job and current jobs. But, I mean, at least it's something that I might, like, have considered doing. Instead of just... Because what he did do was he weaseled his way out of town. And then just acted like everything was fine. Or, like, there's more that Craig wants to say. You can tell. There's more that he wants to say, and he's not saying it. And that's starting to bother me, too. The thing I'm the most bothered with is, Tuesday morning it was council. And then as Tuesday progressed, it became the Adrian Griffin discourse. And I just think it's embarrassing the way that Bucks fans and Bucks Twitter is reacting to this. Bucks Twitter always needs a problem. And if there's not a problem yet, we jump to the problem. We get the, like, if the problem's coming in March, we act on it now. And I'm not saying that Adrian Griffin is a good coach. I don't know. I know he's got a career winning percentage of 600. Okay. Right now, I know that. I know that he came into a situation where he wasn't familiar with all the players and what they did. And then the players were like, hey, here's something that we've done that's worked for us. And then he changed it accordingly. I know that the defense has gone down considerably under him. And I know that they acquired Damian Lillard and he hasn't shot like himself. And I know that they're playing without Chris Middleton a bunch and that he doesn't have his full complement. And now I know that he lost Jay Crowder. So there's some good, some bad. To see a coach for 10 games and to want him fired. And it wasn't just 10 games because there's a lot of strong reaction again after they won, mind you. But to want a coach fired this early in a tenure is a problem. It's a broken problem. We've been screaming for our coaches to be fired consecutively now. Kidd, we wanted fired. Bud, we wanted fired. We're not going to even do the honeymoon with Griff. We're just going to go right to the firing. It is a problem with Bucks Twitter. I think it is worse with Bucks fans than other NBA fans that I've encountered or seen. I think that to want a coach fired after 10 games, nothing's happened yet. We didn't lose to the Celtics yet. Okay. We didn't lose in the playoffs yet. Nothing's happened yet. You guys are protecting yourself from what might happen later and trying to get Adrian Griffin out because you don't like some things after 10 games, which some can be attributed to early season. Some can be attributed to injury. Some can be attributed to a novice coach. Like that, there's a risk component to it. But you could tell me that he doesn't know anything about basketball. You could have plucked him out of the stands. I'd give him more than 10 games. All right? You can still adjust things and fix things if it gets past the trade deadline and things aren't working out. You can still figure it out. I would still like to give Adrian Griffin his chance just because they hired him. He's been working to this moment longer than he's had the moment. In terms of an actual Bucks hire, he's been the coach longer than the season's been going on. I just think it's pretty ridiculous. And again, I'm on one side where I see it so clearly, and a lot of you are on the other side where you think you see it clearly. But I'm here to tell you, in both instances, I'm right. I'm right about counsel, and I'm right about Adrian Griffin. He might be bad. I don't know. It's 10 games. Ask me in March. All right, some voicemails I want to play. Carl's Place voicemail line. Carl of ET.com/Bart. Get those golf simulators ready to go. It's getting colder. I want to keep that golf game going. Here is John and Franklin. We've got to hear from John on the green and gold. John.
Good morning. John Franklin with the Better Late Than Never podcast response. On the Packer game, interesting. So unlike the last one, I sat and watched this whole game with my neighbors, the usual crowd, and rooting for the team. You know, they got screwed on the call on the backwards pass. You know, I know it doesn't matter at the end of the day, but they got screwed on that. And the fact that it was reviewed and it's still didn't get turned over. Anybody with any geometry background, watch the 10-yard line, watch the football. That's a backwards pass. Whatever. Saw some good things out of Love, saw some bad things out of Love. Gonna happen with a young quarterback. However, I will say, at the end of the game, on the last drive, I said, this is a moment. This kid's got a moment. This is gonna be the Kittrick Taylor moment, maybe. But it didn't happen. And now on to Craig Counsell. I've held on to this for a minute, get my thoughts on it. I got something to say to Craig, but I'm going to get a first or second row seat and fight the Cub fans and sit behind the dugout. And I'm going to deliver what I got to say to Craig in person. And it's probably going to get me tossed out of the stadium. And I am flipping perfectly fine with it. This is beyond the far traitorism. Listening to part of his press conference, I almost threw up in my mouth. His father worked for the Brewers. This is more than just about the money. And you touched on it, Bart. I don't know what the hell went on, obviously, the stupid hater trade. I don't know what it was, but he needs to get out in front with the fans. Forget your loyalty to the guy that was paying you. He ain't paying you anymore. Tell us what happened. And moving forward, Ananasio, get your shit together. It's time to go. Because we need to be a better team than the Cubs next year, even if they outspend us. I'm out.
Great stuff from John. I had not known that some of the stuff that I would say kind of lined up with what he had said. But that's what more people need to be like. John is so upset, and he's going to tell Craig his message directly, sitting in the first row. And more of you I'm hearing are like, I would go and cheer. We got 8 good years of 1-8 playoff runs. John, more of you, I've always said this, more of you need to be like John in Franklin. Brewers hire a new manager. Aaron in Appleton is not impressed.
Bart, this is Aaron from Appleton. I am so upset about this Pat Murphy hire. It's just lazy and typical Brewers move. It's kind of like moving on deck to a local bar on Blue Mound. I mean, this is just a joke. Did the Brewers even interview anyone else? I get Pat Murphy has been part of the team for many years, but if he was so good, wouldn't there be other organizations that wanted to interview him for a manager role? This is a joke. Let's just hope Ricky Weeks is the next council when it comes to being able to, you know, manage winning baseball in Milwaukee. But until then, this is lazy. Marque is the cheapest owner. They have 0 World Series appearances under his ownership. It's just a joke. He doesn't want to win. He cares more about the bottom line. Good for him, Mark. And I won't be attending any games in 2023, you clown.
Again, there's plenty of opportunity to be mad at Mark. Mark, just because I'm mad at Kyle doesn't mean Mark gets a pass. Nice press conference that he had, and he's all fired up, but I still feel like that was, you know, a little see-through. The whole thing sucks. The whole thing sucks. But I mean, cheap owners come and go. Okay. GMs that aren't happy with their boss come and go. A guy who's from your town, has worked for your team, and sells to you that he is one of you, we haven't seen that before. And if you don't get it, again, don't, you're not, like, it hurts the people that it hurts for a reason. Whether it's stupid or not, because it's just sports, it hurts the people that it hurts for a reason. You can't talk anybody out of why they're hurt. Here is Matt in the Falls.
Hey Q, it's me. I just heard that you're paying $11 a month to Elon Musk to keep his diabolical schemes afloat. I don't know how you could do that, given the entertainment value that watching Twitter crumble, I'm sorry, X. Wow, you guys are going to have a real field day with that one. Real hoot and holler, let me tell you. That's okay. That's my bad. Just got so many thoughts in my head. Feels like a betrayal, almost, that you would finance him. That's not a thing about, you know, money and billionaires. That's purely Elon Musk. I don't have a thing against billionaires. I don't give a shit. It's just Elon Musk is such a... He's a fraud. He's the biggest fraud ever, and you are paying into that fraud, and we could watch him publicly flounder, and you are preventing me from seeing that, and that hurts me. I thought we were friends, and you don't want me to be happy now. You're paying against my happiness. You're paying. It's sickening. This conclusion I've come to during the phone call, it's sickening. I just want you to know how hurt I am. So, and that goes to anyone else out there who's paying. Come on over to Threads. Great. Keon Coleman of the Packers. I'm out.
Very enthusiastic. Come on over to Threads. Yeah, some discussion the other night. He got bullied back into checkmark back. So. This saga is far from resolute, we'll say. And got one more before we get to Paul and Grant. Here is Craig Thompson.
Hey, Bart. Craig Thompson. Hey, just calling because I want to let you know, Sunday come win, lose, or draw. It's totally up to you if you want to put me on StreamYard or not, but I'm coming with receipts on our drafts from 2018 up to present to talk about how great our GM is, and then to answer Tony from Texas's phone call, which I thought, was he at the beach yesterday? Because it sounded like he had Satan in his vagina as mean as he was last night, but it is what it is. Here are some NFL GMs, because, you know, I'm sure we're all such NFL fans, because you didn't need any of these guys to ask me about, but here are some of the GMs that I would rely on that pick if they were Packers. Eric DaCosta of the Ravens, Brad Holmes of the Lions, Nick Cassiero of the Texans, Brett Veach of the Chiefs, Howie Roseman of the Eagles, and John Lynch of the 49ers, because all of them seem to be able to just reload and hit on picks. So anyways, that's all I got. I look forward to talking to you on Sunday because I have receipts. And go Pack Go.
Craig, all right. Some very eclectic and spirited voicemails to kick off the program. And again, you can find those 402-915-2278 if you want to leave a voicemail at any time. I appreciate it. Always, thanks for being a part of the show. And I want to extend that thank you also to Happy Place Hemp. Rob and Chris at Happy Place Hemp. They are located in Muskego, College Court, across from Maddie's. And you can go and pick up the product there, or you can order it and they'll ship it to you. I must not have done a good enough job. There's been a few people that I've talked to that said, yeah, you know, that's great. I don't want to go pick it up in Muskego. And they can deliver it to you. It's free shipping. They can deliver it. So if you want to get in Muskego, you can. See the guys. That's great. Tell them Bart, 25% off. But absolutely, you can just get it ordered to your house at no cost. Whether you're talking the Delta 9s, the CBD CBG gummies, to help keep you alert, the CBD CBN the other night to fall asleep, the Delta 8s, the Delta 8s with the 50 milligrams per gummy, the full spectrum, order it in different packages, whether it's just a handful of gummies or a big container, whatever you want to stock up with, do that, and they'll ship it to your house, wherever you are. HappyPlaceHemp.com, and again, Bart at checkout for 25% off your orders, HappyPlaceHemp.com. We will be live again after Wednesday night, Bucks at the Raptors. So that'll be an interesting game as the Bucks take on the Raptors again, who kicked the shit out of them earlier. And then Adrian Griffin is back. We'll be live for that one. We will be live Sunday afternoon. We will be live Monday night, Bucks of the Wizards. And then the big one's coming up. Wednesday. And I will probably, I'm going to have to be at the in-laws for this one. But we've got Bucks Celtics Wednesday night. I think a lot of Griff talk, it's going to go one way or the other, depending on what happens against the Celtics. Even though we're not the full version of the team, I think we'll be in May. That's going to be, unfortunately, a big one. So we'll see what happens there. Paul Immig, Grant Bills coming up on the Bart Winkler Show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Paul Immig and Grant Bills are joining us for the rest of the duration of this episode. It is And instead of just twiddling my balls for 15 minutes, let's just get into the questions. Paul, there's a lot to talk about. We got a new manager. We got an old manager. We got people telling me how to fan about my feelings toward the manager.
I would never.
Jordan Love, I think, looked good. Bucks Twitter is at its all-time worst. Badgers, I mean, Grant and I are both wearing Badgers shirts, and not one more mention of the team will occur.
I got this free at work, and I need to do laundry, so I don't know.
Show me on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. It looks a little throwbacky.
Yeah.
All right. The old Bucky Badger there.
The old Bucky Badger.
The one that from the wrong angle might look racist in some way, but
there's, it just has connotations. You don't know, like,
it's not. What? But no, it's not. It just,
you look at it and you're like,
wrong angle. So Paul, take it away, my friend.
All right. Greg Council had his Chicago Cubs press conference on Monday. I've not said that out loud before. You guys have probably said it many times on your shows. This is the first time I'm saying it out loud in that way. But Greg Council had his Chicago Cubs press conference on Monday, which led to a whole slew of new things for us to dive into, which I'm thankful for because we didn't get a chance to do it last week. The one I want to start with is that Craig Counsell said on several occasions, but I'll quote this particular one, maybe I underestimated that part of it, frankly, in reference to Brewers fan reaction. Bart, you had some fun tweets about the look in his eyes and during his photo shoot and some other things. I want to ask you this. If Craig Counsell had accurately estimated the reaction of Brewers fans, he would have not done this. If he would have had a correct act, if you would have done a Brewers fan poll and the Brewers fan poll would have said, screw you, Craig. And he would have said, whoa, really? That would be the reaction? Oh, not what I thought, but that's good to know. I'm glad I knew that before making the decision. If he knew it before he made the decision, he would have not made the decision to join the Chicago Cubs.
I think
still would have done it.
Still done it because I think he's playing dumb. I think a lot of this, like the whole discourse over the last week, it's like, how quick are these news cycles? Oh, move on already. move on already. Like I'm reacting to what I'm just seeing. Move on already. The guy announces that he's a Cub and move on already. And he said all the same things. I talked about this Tuesday, but he said all the same things that like I would say, like, oh, well, I've from afar, I've noticed the history and, you know, it's great. Like when you walk in, like that, you say all that bullshit. And he like, there's so many people that don't want this to be a thing, which is really bothersome. Even if I'm just reacting to a small portion that's just being very vocally loud to me, the amount of people that I've already run into that think that this is nothing, that you would have done the same, you know, equating it to real life work is at an all-time high and at an all-time you can't do that. It's not relevant. It's just not relevant. There's so many people that don't want this to be a thing. Craig Counsell, like, oh, well, they might be better without him. Like, this isn't the point. And Cubs fans trying to get in our shit, like, we're at our own dinner table here discussing this as our own problems. You stay out of this, okay?
Nothing to do with them.
You don't understand, like, the last 8 years of Brewers have been dubbed the golden age of Brewers baseball, right? And Craig Counsell, everything that's happened in the last 8 years with every playoff game, like everything that's happened in the last 8 years, he's been a part of. And in the last 8 years, there's been a tremendous rivalry with the Chicago Cubs to the point of exhaustion, to the point of them faking rainouts, doing Wisconsin only tickets. Like he is he was at the games. He's well versed in what a Cubs Brewers, they take over the goddamn park, for goodness sakes. He's well aware of what this is. So it's the fact that somebody who was with us in the bunker all of a sudden like took off his shirt and he was wearing the other Army's like uniform underneath. And then we're like, what the hell? And he's like, you would have done it too for more. Like what? It's my family. Then he's like, I needed this day. Like everything that he fucking says is a lie. And it's always been a lie. And I can be pissed because he used, like, it's one thing. Again, it's one thing to portray what you want in someone. Favre, you are this. Giannis, you are this. It's another thing for them to say it to you. And that's what Craig did. And so that's why it's fucking bullshit. And Cubs fans shouldn't worry about that. Like, that's, oh, it's so funny to watch Brewers fans cry. We're not crying that he went to like, different. We're not crying that he went to the Cubs. It's not about the Cubs. It's about that he lied to us to then go to the Cubs. So it's about the Cubs, but it's not like a thing where Cubs fans can take a victory lap over. It's not. It's fucking, it's so annoying. And Grant, as somebody who's now cutting their teeth in this profession, you will know that the more feedback you get when you know you're right, that is when it gets the most frustrating. Because I know we're right. And being told I'm wrong is preposterous.
I still think the best analogy that I saw is that it was Hogan joining the NWO.
Hogan joining the NWO.
He had it, like, for those who don't care or know, but it's a great analogy. Like, Hulk Hogan was the goodest good guy, baby phase, whatever, in, I think, to that point, wrestling history. It would be like, I mean, what would be like the John Cena analogy to that part? That would be like if he, joined AEW? I don't know. So I'm going to, Grant, you need to respond to this first, and then I'll dive in. But if Craig Counsell had accurately estimated Brewers fan reaction, as he said, he very much underestimated it. If he had known this would be the fallout, and that his Brewers legacy, and we're going to get into this more in a little bit, would be destroyed to the level that it already has been, it would have made him not choose the Chicago Cubs if he had properly known what the reaction would be. It would have changed his opinion, Grant, or not his opinion, his decision.
Mm-mm. My answer would be, I would have answered in the exact same way as Bart, in that I think Counsell knew exactly how this would go. He's smart. Counsell's not stupid. Like, it would be the same if Aaron Rodgers did something and then came around and was like, well, I didn't expect it to. Rodgers is too smart. I'm not buying that.
The fact that he's trying to lie to us still, like, he knows, and he's trying to downplay it and lie. And you could tell how, like, perturbed he was that the Milwaukee media was there.
Well, which, like, also, it's like, hey, you wanted to stay close to home.
You want to stay close. All right, a Monday 11 o'clock press conference. Guess what? Everyone's showing up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kurt and Adam are showing up, because what else do they have to do?
And there were, like, local TV cameras. I saw at least
Steph Sutton's showing up. Brandon Cruz is showing up. Grodzki's showing up. These guys are showing up. It's 90 minutes. The same reason that you wanted it. If you want to make Milwaukee a suburb of Chicago, you're getting covered. God, I'm so upset about this. Grant, you had a comment that I didn't get to on the stream. I just saw you pop in, but you were like, I get more, like, upset with everything I hear him say or something to that extent.
I feel like I've reached, like, my level of anger with Counsell, and then I read another quote or I hear him say something else, and I find a new level of anger to reach. I think, Paul, to answer your question directly, he's saying, well, I didn't know, I underestimated, because being ignorant is better than being a dick. And coming across and playing dumb is better than playing a dick. Two comments on what Bart said, and I'll be really quick. But Bart said, you know, Chicago fans, we're at our dinner table. I agree. Like, I see Danny Parkins quote tweeting Lori Nichols' column about how Counsell deserves better than this. It's like, Danny, you don't get an opinion on this. Danny's like, this is a really great column. This is not, no. And I don't mean to gatekeep topics, which I do a lot. My coworkers always tell me I do that. I love to say who can and can't comment on things. This is not a story for Chicago people to be involved with, because this is not your experiences. This is not your life story as a sports fan for the better part of the last decade. And also, Bart, you're right. This is not real life. Like, oh, if you couldn't get a raise to move jobs. It's like,
why do people do that?
If Radio Joe got an offer and a little raise to go work at a fucking Ernie Von Schlaedhorn Automotive to leave a Hyundai West Allis, no one would give a shit, because it's cars.
Yeah.
The same. I think Radio Joe should do that, but that's not the same.
It's not.
Those are my additional comments to what Bart said. I would have answered the same thing. He knew exactly how this would go. He just doesn't care.
What did Lori Nichols' column say?
I think it was Rosiak.
I didn't read it. I don't know. I saw Lori Nichols reach. So maybe it was Rosiak's column.
So is there someone, though, in the Milwaukee media who is saying that Craig Counsell deserves better than this?
I think it was like What about this point of? I don't know. I didn't read it.
I didn't read it.
You had me all excited that there was someone because I, like, okay, so he doesn't deserve better than this. He deserves, and so one of the questions if we would have talked last week that I would have said, and I'm sure you all have discussed it. I'm catching up on my podcast listenings, but if AmFam Field Miller Park was filled with Brewers fans on May, whatever the day is, when the Cubs visit the Brewers in Milwaukee for the first time. If it was filled exclusively with Brewers fans, won't happen. Yes, I know. This is a hypothetical show that we do together. But, like, what percent of those Brewers fans of the 42,000 would boo him? Because 80%. I'm worried, as I'm sure you all
you
are.
You say 80?
You think 80% would boo that?
I think that that's where I would go, but 20% to not boo him is too fucking many.
See, but I'm actually encouraged that you think it's as high as 80% because I'm worried it would be.
That might be wishful thinking still.
I still think 80% is really wishful thinking. Like Wisconsin nice and, oh, this is still our guy. Or am I underestimating the fury? I have a very good friend who can't believe, Bart, that the three of us have the opinions that we do on this because he's like, what? Big deal. And like, I'm like, what is happening? Like, are you ready to join us yet? This is madness. And like, like, my dad wants to fly in from Florida to go to the game with me so he can boo vehemently. And I'm like, yeah, dad, hell yeah, you are the man. And like, I hope it would be 80%. But like, and the thing I think, Bart, I heard you say, as I was catching up on the pods last week, is Brewers fans won't get that chance because no matter how hard like Brewers Collective might try on that day in, is it May, right? It won't
Memorial be... Day.
Oh God, even worse.
And Bart, great commentary last night about the Pat Murphy hire. Now Craig Counsell is going to have a friendly face and a friendly hand to shake. I mean, he's got this laid out for him when he comes.
Yeah,
back.
He knew. See, he knew what the reaction would be. There's no fucking way he didn't.
He's smart.
But then he thought about, well, geez, am I going to come back and get booed? And then he's like, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go manage the Cubs. We take over this ballpark all the time. What does Craig keep saying about, like, I have relationships and I want to still have those relationships? Like, fuck you.
Fuck yeah. Your relationships.
And fuck David Ross for calling Counsell.
Yeah, what is that about?
I Counsell got off the hook there too. You're supposed to have that awkwardness of calling the guy and saying, dude, and Ross called him. What the how's Counsell get every fucking way of this thing? Counsell ends up aces.
It reminds me of like the punishment the Astros were supposed to get for cheating was having to go to every single ballpark and get their heads booed, like just the biggest boos ever. And then there was the pandemic season, so the Astros never even got the one punishment that they basically were supposed to get. It's like, no, it's cool. In fact, even when you go to your home ballpark, it'll be Cubs fans anyway. And you'll get to shake the hand of your college coach, who then became your bench coach, who then take over your job. And it's all cool, man. Which actually, the part that I loved, and again, the buddy that I mentioned earlier who's not with us on this, who is making me infuriated that he's not with us on this, was like, oh, what was it?
The way you said that made it sound like he was dead for a second.
Yeah.
He's not with us on this topic. He's still with us. It was like this idea that, where did I want to go with that? Sorry, I lost my train of thought because I just started getting so. Oh, it was just like in general that, so Brett and Tosa, right? Like his, and he's like, you know, I think he's a lot of people's like reference now to like hardcore Brewers fan.
He's my hero.
He's questioning like his, the thing that he loved the most, he's questioning if he likes it at all anymore.
I would. If like, I didn't have to do the job that I do, I would absolutely, yes.
It's a devastating blow. Like it's not – and by the way, like
– well, I was already there with the playoff structure, with how quick it goes, and now this?
Let me ask you this other one real quick, just as a tangent. Craig Counsell referenced like, yeah, the past couple years I've been starting to think about a new challenge.
That's bullshit. What an asshole.
That's a awful comment, right?
Well, then you look back and you're like, why did Jesse Winker? Well, now I know why, because he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I mean, but it does. I mean, it does at least and allow a fan to enter the question of like, I mean, Bart, you've used the analogy, but it's like, So you stayed in the relationship for two more years, knowing you weren't going to be together more than very strongly, more than likely weren't going to be together in a couple years. You were kind of already looking around and thinking about other options. And I hated that comment too. Okay, let me ask you this. I wasn't planning to, but Pat Murphy or anyone outside of the Brewers organization as a Brewers fan, I'm not saying Pat Murphy's not the right decision. I don't know. How do we know, right?
Are you asking I want to read this comment.
I just want to know if, like, you would have rather them go really, like, outside. So let me, go ahead.
I'm first going to read this comment because it's burning a hole in my eyes.
Read it.
I just got it on the Dan Cheney YouTube stream, danchaney.com. I'm getting a lot of people hate watching right now. So numbers are up because Chicago is just watching us and laughing, which, all right. AA Car 88 says, you need to let it go. Stop concentrating on what was. Focus on the future. There will be wins, many wins for a B team, a B list team like you guys. Plus, look at all the extra Cub fans that keep your stadium full and money flowing your way. If anything, it has given more power to an organization and a fan base that already feels like we're a little tiny bitch. And now they've got, now they got all us crying. And they think that they did something right when it was just the actions of one very selfish asshole that went to Chicago. Very, very upset. Pat Murphy being hired is probably fine. I hope he manages, like, I hope I can tell that, oh, this is different. I hope there's something to that. I wanted David Ross or Joe Maddon or Ryan Sandberg or Ryan Terrio or Kosuke Fukudomi, yes, or fucking anyone Cubs is what I wanted. I wanted somebody who, when they, like, because it's going to be bullshit. It's going to be bullshit when he's back here. And I wanted someone to, like, not do the handshake. Like, fuck you. Fuck this. Get out of here, you piece of shit. I want someone who more than ever is one of us. Because we thought we had that. It was stolen from us, and we'll never have that again.
You know who
and
I want?
For anyone that thinks that this is the wrong take, you just, like I said yesterday, if you think that this is wrong, you don't care enough to be in the conversation.
You don't get it.
You don't get it. If you don't get it, then don't get it. Then stay away. I'm talking to the people. People are like, why you put your opinions on social media if you don't want your reaction on social, like if you don't want reaction? I'm not talking. I'm only talking to the people that get it. If you don't get it, stay out of my fucking way. All right.
You know who would be a great hire for the Brewers? And I actually, based on everything you just said, Bart, where it's like, you want the guy who's going to snub the handshake. You want the guy who's going to treat that three-game series or four-game series like it's the most important. Like, the other 158, whatever. But this weekend is the weekend we're going to take the series from the Cubs. And you're going to burn a hole through your bullpen. You're going to do everything you can to win those games because they're more important than the others. Bretton Tosa.
Yeah.
You think Bretton Tosa is going out to do the handshake with Council pregame? He is giving him the double bird across the dugout. And like, it's going to be, it would be like the greatest. And I would wonder, even if, because it would, if it just for the comedic value that Pat Murphy would offer. And I think we know Pat Murphy through his interaction with Tim Allen through the years, like, He's a funny guy. I like Pat Murphy's an enjoyable fella. I like the guy. Even if he just is getting the comedic value out of it, I hope he snubs the Council handshake. Like, I don't think
that's worse. No,
that,
like
what?
No, anything that makes a joke out of the situation.
So if he did it,
okay. All over again.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So one thing, and this is my next one for you.
Well, I do want to just quickly mention.
All right.
If I may.
You may.
How many people I'd like to thank for the number of people that over the weekend went to Tupelo Honey with the BART reservation code. It was not dozens, but it was a big enough number that I was like, oh yeah, you guys, this is working. So let's continue that. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Through November, you can make your reservation there and put Bart or a Bart Winkler show or Winklerverse or fuck Craig Council. I don't know if that will go through, but whatever you put in there, make some sort of, let them know Bart Winkler show and you'll get 20%. Don't do the Council thing. 20% off up to 6 people on the food items. So you could be getting those sriracha honey chicken waffles that I got, the old school breakfast bowl, the cast iron skillet with the sunny side egg, green tomato salsa, bacon, all that stuff. I am going to, the next time I go there, which should be this week, I'm going to try one of their southern sodas. I would like to try one of the, like the champagnes. I got to take a week off. So I'll try a southern soda that they have. It's a good, you know, southern kind of food. Right where you need to be. It is at the corner of Clyburn and Broadway across from the Public Market. Make your reservations, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Thank you and thank them for helping keeping this engine go, because it seems like the rest of Milwaukee wants to congratulate Craig Council on the way out. And we need this show to stay alive so that someone can hold him accountable.
All right, now I have to ask. Because I was curious when you referenced a Lori Nichol column that may not even exist, Grant. But who? I'm curious for names. Who in the Milwaukee media is playing that card?
Like, I don't think anyone. I think Rosiak just wrote an article. Like,
no. What you said? Like, you know, like not holding him accountable. Oh, like,
Drew Olsen.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Congratulating him for his great opportunity and not. Yeah. Okay. Is that the that? Okay.
Well, I think it's people who have worked in and around these teams for so long, which is why radio's tough, is because I think you need a certain level of disconnection with the teams you follow as a radio person or as a podcast person. And I know Bart agrees with this. Like, I think you should have to go to games every once in a while, feel the vibe, like ask some questions in a press conference, like do the thing and show face. But also, like, you can't be best friends with these people, because fans aren't best friends with these people. You can't view it that way. And I, like, Drew Olsen's been covering the Brewers for like decades. So I think personalities like Drew are like, well, it's a good opportunity for him. And, you know, what else is he going to say? He can't say anything else. You know what I mean?
Mm. I so this know. Was a tweet I saw during the Craig Council press conference yesterday. And my answer is, mm-hmm. And I'll tell you that before I ask it. But
wow, you're breaking the format here.
Just because I think it's going to be a resounding mm-hmm.
You think?
Think. Sparky, Steve Pfeiffer, tweeted, Council will go down as the most hated guy in Wisconsin sports history before this is all said and done. So Sparky's right. Craig Council will go down, maybe has already gone down, as the most hated guy in Wisconsin sports history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, or mm-mm. Sparky also had another great tweet, which is going to, like, really dictate how I feel about Pat Murphy as a manager.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He said that, basically, I'll just paraphrase it. He said, like, he doesn't want to hear Murphy's thoughts on how Brewers fans should react to Council.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Murphy's like, hey, do you think Brewers fans, I think Murphy should say, the relationship that Craig had with the fans is not, like, I have a relationship with Craig. Craig has a relationship with the fans. I have a relationship with the fans. I don't need to comment on that one. That's what I would like. If Pat Murphy comes out and being like, look, Craig gave these guys 8 good years. You know, you gotta remember the good time. Like, then fuck you. Then immediate loss.
Don't you think Pat Murphy, like, in the clubhouse, tongue in cheek, would say, like, fuck that prick. Like, he seems like the type. Like,
that's kind of what I mean with, like, I said about the handshake thing. Like, I can see Murphy, and might he wink it off as comedy? I don't know. Right. But, like, I can, there's a big, big, big fighter within that Pat Murphy guy. Like, you know, he's, yeah. I don't know.
Most hated? I think it's worse than Favre, but I was young when Favre happened. I was like,
well, damn. Favre,
Bart and I weren't young, and it Council is way worse than, I mean, like, again, on speaking strictly football career only.
I don't know that he'll be like,
yes, really? You're debating this?
Well, what he did was worse, but I don't know that he's going to be most hated.
Who is currently the most hated then, or was 2 weeks ago?
I don't know that that's the problem. I think what Bart is getting at is I don't know that Wisconsin fans will hold his feet to the fire like they should for years.
That's what I was asking about the, you know,
but Favre also was like Favre. We're still 8 days into this. Favre, it was, you know, it was a long fucking time. And so the hate built. Like, I don't know.
Okay, well then we have yet to see Craig Counsell manage a game for the Cubs. So,
oh, that'll be fucking awful.
I was gonna say I'll raise you that. Like, I don't know that, Paul. I don't know that it's because somebody else will be hated more. I just don't know. I think 80% would boo in that first series. Like, he used to be here. Now we're booing it. Look at this. We're having so much fun at the ballpark today. Like, 10 years from now, I will be like, fuck that guy with a shovel. And I think a lot of Brewers fans will be like, oh, whatever.
How are people like? How are people? Because someone's arguing to me that Craig did this to reset the manager scale, which he didn't. He did it for himself. He didn't give a fuck. How are people so like, because that was one of the first talking points that got out there from the pro Craig or whatever crowd. How are people like, oh, yeah, like that, yeah. He reset the manager scale. That was important to him. How do you fucking believe that? Like, what other dumb shit? With all due respect.
All due.
I feel like any individual that reads that and believes that Craig Counsell thought it was important to leave this relationship for the Cubs because he was looking to reset the manager scale, that he's not doing it for himself, that he's doing it for all future managers. I mean, you've got to be like, I just know you're the dumbest motherfucker. Like you drive off with your gas tank open constantly. You always forget items in the self-checkout lane that they're at the bottom of their cart. Like you don't have your shit together. You're a moron. If you think that, you're an absolute 100, like you are just, you're not dumb enough that it's gonna debilitate you from participating in life and society, but you're just dumb enough that you're fucking annoying for everybody else.
Yeah.
So that leads to my next topic. The most important thing in all of this was that Craig Counsell got to reset the managerial salary. I'm just kidding.
But also, I'd like to congratulate Pat Murphy because by my estimation, he reset the market for bench coaches who took over for their manager after the manager left in the dead of night to join a rival. So talking about resetting markets, that's a more specific market, but congrats to Pat Murphy. I knew that was important to him. It became important to him about a week ago. So that was cool.
Somebody asked me on the stream or somebody said that Bud getting fired is more impactful than Counsell leaving.
Impactful in terms of wins and losses or fan like vitriol and like
I don't know. It just this last week is in a real dumb spot where everybody wants to fire Adrian Griffin and everyone's okay with Craig Count. Like, where am I?
You mentioned what you think about Pat Murphy. It's funny because I was cutting celery this morning and I was like, what's my take going to be if he asked me about the Pat Murphy hire? And the words out of my mouth, because I talk to myself a lot, were, it's probably fine, which is the exact thing that Bart said. It is probably fine. And I know Brewers fans don't want
to. I wonder why. Yeah, I saw you giggle on that one. I'm like,
the Brewers know what they're doing. Not in every department.
Probably fine. It's fine. Whatever.
It's probably fine. It's probably, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They've made the playoffs 4 out of 5 years in Milwaukee. And I have been Counsell's biggest foot soldier. I think he's awesome. But Mark made some good points in his media availability last week when he's like, we've won a lot of fucking games here. Okay. Like, what? We're not some poverty franchise. We know what we're doing. And I think this is probably fine.
This was the thing I meant to say earlier, but I got so frustrated by it that I didn't get it out. It was, I loved Mark Attanasio's comments about basically like Craig lost us. Craig lost, like, I saw that and I was like, yes, get him. Like, and did what? And I saw Brett and Tosa had a similar reaction on the social media platform called X. What was your guys' reaction to seeing or hearing that quote for the first time? Cheesy or rallying cry?
I think I said, someone said, who do you root for? Who are you mad at? And I said, whoever's currently faking being one of us least. Like Mark is bitter and he's upset because he got played. Yeah. But don't you
he
ain't.
He was in Italy.
Regardless of like whatever, because again, guys of his financial status, like they don't lose a lot. Like they don't like get status. Burned like this. This is it's a rare thing to happen. But regardless of like the sincerity level or what his exact message that he was trying to get across, I appreciated that he didn't say, "We really wish him well. This is going to be a great opportunity for him." I like that he was just like, "No, fuck you."
Yeah, we're planning on winning with the next manager.
Yeah, like I loved it, and my buddy was like, "Oh, this is so dumb. Like, just that's cheese."
Oh, it was
like,
it was a great thing to say.
A great thing to say. It fired me up.
Not sure that I like.
It fired me up. I was like, "Let's go, destroy this man."
I mean, I made fun of it on Twitter for the interaction because it's just low hanging fruit whenever.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter. But I, for the most part, thought it was a pretty good presser. He was a little depressed, but I think he was genuinely sad. I think he.
Yeah.
I know that he felt like his manager stabbed him and the organization in the back out of nowhere. After they extended some good faith, it's like, hey, you don't know what your future is. We'll keep the store open for you. Just keep us in the loop. Don't take forever. And then he didn't keep him in the loop. And he took a lot longer than the Brewers thought. And then he ended up going to the Cubs. So I'd be sad too. So I don't blame him.
Like, I've always found it odd generally, Bart, that like you were the guy when I remember this when you were on 1250 and it was leading into a Vikings Packers situation. And you didn't want to face the Vikings, even though you knew that that was a better matchup for the Packers, because you more feared the feelings that you'd have of losing to the Vikings than the all of that. And I've always kind of found it odd. Like that's not how I think. And so I always kind of found those kind of takes interesting. However, there have been two in the past month that have really rallied me. And one is when Damian Lillard went to the Bucks and the national media was like, Drew to the Celtics is a bigger deal. And I was like, this is so nuts that I am going to like go. Like I was already cheering for the Bucks, right? Duh. But I was like, this is so dumb and so ridiculous. I am now investing my full self in this Bucks season because this is lunacy that you clearly, as Bart said, if Giannis and Dame were on the Celtics and then the other guys on the Bucks, you'd say, oh, it's Giannis and Dame. The Celtics are clearly the leg up. But because it's not, so I got really irritated. I don't usually react like that. This council thing, I don't usually care. I don't generally, like, I'm just kind of like, yeah, you know, sports, business, whatever. But I'm so irritated to Bart and Grant's points earlier, that he thinks he's, like, pulled one over on us collectively. It's like, that this was like, oh, shucks. Oh, what a nice opportunity for this young man from Whitefish Bay. Fuck you. Like, I'm fired up now. Like, and I don't usually get like that about sports. And so it's a deviation for me that there are now two things that I have, and maybe maybe my third one right now is like anyone who could have watched Sunday's Packers game and said, "Yeah, Jordan Love's the reason they lost." Like, I don't know if that person exists, but like that is, I mean, like Love is not your problem here. Like there's some silly.
Well, it gets personal. Like
I'm feeling like
like if everybody, if all these people end up being right about the Celtics,
it will be so annoying, and I will
because they shouldn't be right. And anybody who's not with us on the council thing, I mean, it just sucks. It just sports, like people are trying to say, oh, sports fan's gonna sports fan, and I had a nice little diatribe on the Monday night Tuesday show where I said the human brain is not able to, like, we should not be worried about, like, this is dumb. All of this shit is dumb. Everything we're talking about right now is fucking irrelevant.
Our life is fantastic. If this is the thing that is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Our wheels keep churning. Like life keeps going on. I mean, how many people, like, there are people that Am I going to be dead today? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, Kyle Shanahan would never know. Could be dead tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, he could be. There's so much like so, but we won't let ourselves. So we need something else because we got a lot of pent up anger and frustration and passion. So what do we put it into? We put it in these dumb little things where $40 million players step up with a bat and $8 million managers decide when the pitcher comes out, what inning. I mean, it's so fucking stupid. It's all stupid, but it is our thing. And it's not, it's like, we understand that it's stupid, but maybe we don't. Maybe I'm the only one.
No, I like what you're saying. I resonate with what you're saying. Yeah.
I kind of feel like myself as like, I don't want to say a god, but I do feel like I have a gospel to share that I see sports in another, from another dimension or plane. And I just want to enlighten. I don't want to entertain as much as I want to enlighten.
If you're a god, there are a lot of false gods in our sports sphere in the state of Wisconsin.
Many false gods.
Lots to cut through.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
Are we doing council the whole time? What else are we doing?
No, I want to revisit, and I kind of mentioned it a little bit. I want to revisit Jordan Love because it's been about a month since we have.
Graham basically just said, can we stop talking about fucking council?
I love talking about council. Now I'm like, I still don't know if I'd give Jordan Love the Daniel Jones contract.
Oh, wait, I did have one and I didn't know how to ask it in an mm-hmm for council, but let me see if you guys would be willing to entertain this thought. In the 2023, you can call it 2024 future looking, like if you would have ranked the most important Brewers, and that can include Matt Arnold, that can include the manager. What I wanted to try to understand is where Council would have ranked. And let's
talk about Love.
Just hold on. I just want to play with me for 1 minute. And you would have said Council is the eighth most important. So then I'd say, okay, who would you? I'm just play with me here for a second. Who would you rather have on the 2024 Brewers, Freddie Peralta or Craig Council? Who would you rather have on the 2024 Brewers, Craig Council or Garrett Mitchell? Who would you rather have? So if you could erase the Council decision and just trade insert player's name to the Cubs for cash considerations, who would be the player that you would swap because you'd say the Brewers are better off having Council as the manager than having player X? Who's the closest guy in that?
I did this with Bart years ago, but it was through the vehicle of an expansion draft. So like if Major League Baseball expanded, how many people would you protect before Council?
Well, this is my Eric Spoelstra thing because Spoelstra is a first round pick, but
go ahead. It'd be pretty low.
It would be Woodruff maybe. And that's it. That would be it for me.
Wait, but
no, I'm down to like Rowdy Tellez low. No, so the thing about Council is
if Brandon Woodruff was healthy, you'd have a debate with yourself about whether to keep Woodruff or Council.
In a literal sense, no. I was thinking more of the last 4 years, people most important to Brewers baseball.
No. Like again, you retain Council, but you have to give this player to the Cubs instead. And Bart's kind of like at the Rowdy Tellez level of like, well, it's not. I mean, it'd be great to have Council back. Again, this is you strike from the jury the last nine days of like what you thought you knew and now you didn't know. Okay. So where would that slot then, Grant, knowing the parameters of this silly little game here?
Moving forward?
I think what I want to just say about Council while you chew that over is it's not about how he did or how he will do. None of my thoughts are about results. Like, he's been good and he's gotten us, you know, and there's a reason why the Cubs wanted him. But it's not like, oh, well, think of this, you'll be better off now, a new voice. Or they never got you. You're going to miss the 1-8 record of the playoffs. None of that shit bothers me. All I care about is that he fucking lied to us and he's an asshole. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to play coy and dumb. And so he's even a bigger dick. If I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't want to be too hard on the guy. He's being an even bigger asshole.
He deserves it.
I think this is why you, Bart, are so particularly why Aaron Rodgers became like your thing, because you saw through or thought you saw through, depending on who you might ask.
Definitely like, did.
Through Rogers' persona, right? Yeah. And now this the council thing is such a passionate topic because it's like infuriating that there might be people who don't see through it. And so it just further angers
the gospel. This is his Sermon on the Mount.
To use your example, right?
I am a very flawed individual. I had such a fun weekend in Pittsburgh, but I did so many things that were just like, what am I fucking doing? Things I would say or act or behave. It's like, really, I'm a terrible person. I'm a good person. I can understand like people's motives to be assholes. And I see through that because I rise above it. But you put a few Captain and Cokes in me.
There it is.
The manager came to the room Sunday night and wanted us to be quiet. And I did not react well to that.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
But not so badly that you got booted.
I had a spirited discussion with one of my friends.
Care to share, or
I'm leaving some open space here. Go for it.
No, I just thought I just don't like feeling wronged.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was 11 o'clock on a football weekend.
That's late.
And someone complained about dudes laughing.
You're in town on business. You got a meeting in the morning. You don't want to be there. And you got a bunch of yahoos like you screaming in the next room over after the Packers.
Then
lost.
You fucking suck it up and drive. You wake up early Monday morning and drive into town.
After not sleeping at all?
When you go downstairs and you see everyone at Continental Breakfast wearing jerseys.
That's true.
You book out of that hotel as quick as fucking possible.
Correct.
Thank you.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. That's all.
Last thing I would say, and then we're going to ask Jordan Love for the last however many minutes. But
five. I have 5 minutes.
The last 5 minutes. I think, Bart, and Grant, I'm sure you would agree with this, about what 1250 was when it was – like, I'll particularly mention, like, because we brought up that Sparky tweet earlier. Sparky, Chuck, Bart. I mean, there were certainly others. But you guys were so Wisconsin fan – voice of the Wisconsin fan. Like that to me, when I think back to like the heyday of the station, it was like there wasn't going to be someone, well, you know, Rami notwithstanding, but like there wasn't going to be like it was like you guys spoke for, and not because you said I'm the voice of the fan, but like it was just representative because you guys felt it in the same way and it wasn't faked. And so I just wanted to make that. I'm sure other people listening.
Well, that's why we're so mad about Craig.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm sure that's why.
That's why hosts on remaining stations who constantly put the me in media aren't mad about it.
Because they're like, I don't know why anyone would you calm down? It's just sports. Why are you even mad?
Well, and that's all it's saying is like, I am not a fan of this team anymore or never was. Because if your reaction is like tepid and you're like, I don't know, you don't care. Like, because the things that you care about, well, yeah, you don't get it.
I'd rather care too much than not care enough.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Put that on a Bart Winkler bumper sticker. That and it's probably fine.
All right. There's a lot of ways to ask the Jordan Love question, but I do want to revisit it because while a few weeks ago we discussed and agreed that like in the event the Packers got a top five pick and there was a potentially generational quarterback there, you would take the quarterback and all that other stuff. I still think there's like the guy conversations with Jordan Love. But the way I want to approach it is, do you guys know Jacob Westendorf? Back in the day, he and I did some stuff together with Packers Beat and TV, and I know he works with Bill Huber and Packer Report now, at least as one of his jobs. But he did a poll that got 1,200 votes, and he said, Mark Murphy said, about half a season to know what they have. It's been 9 games. Based on that, would you give Jordan Love the Daniel Jones contract, which he put in parentheses, 4 years, $160 million, 81 guaranteed? 60% said no. 20% said just want to see results, and 20% said yes. But overall, 60% said, no, I would not do that. And that was coming off a game that, yes, the game-ending interception and, like, whatever. But, like, I left that game being like, man, like Jordan Love is just the furthest thing from my mind is the problem. So
he made some great throws. I've seen enough out of Love where I want him to be the guy.
Yeah, I do too.
Like I want it to work.
I want it to work too.
And I want to have to, I want to be able to give him the Daniel Jones contract. Now, maybe there's other contracts that he could, you know, whatever, but from the poise, the
contract is a better comp.
Gino, from the poise to whatever, I do want him to succeed and I don't want to go through it again. And I don't think we're going to get his low pick that we're going to be like, if we're just turning around and coming back here with JJ McCarthy, that's not going to do it for me with all that.
They could get another developmental edge rusher that takes, you know, a couple of years. That's
I want Jordan Love because I've seen enough good there that I want him to succeed. So I'm more of like, yes, give him the contract at the very last possible fucking chance I can. Like, kick this can down the road until I know for sure.
What? And let's kick the can. There's 8 games left. That's an eternity for some of these guys.
And we can lame duck his ass next year.
Yeah,
but you don't really want to do that.
But you can.
You can. You probably don't want
to. He signed this contract knowing like what the deal was.
I don't know.
I don't think Jordan Love is going to, like, I don't know why, but I don't think he's going to be like, I think he'll like just take whatever the Packers offer.
Daniel Jones won a playoff game. Like Daniel Jones had more leverage over the Giants compared to whatever we assume Jordan Love is going to have. And kick the can. I had Bukowski on Monday. I know, but I like Pete. I like his takes. I love when he's on this pod. And he was like, it's no coincidence that Jordan Love has looked best the last 2 weeks after some of these young wide receivers start to put the pieces together a little bit. And that can continue to happen. There's 8 games left, which I know, like, it doesn't seem like that much because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, but an 8-game sample for a lot of players whose career just started is an eternity. That's so much data. That's so much more information we have yet to gather.
I'd say I'm confident, curious, and concerned. I'm confident, speaking of 1250, right? I'm confident that Jordan Love, I don't believe, will ever enter the top 8 quarterback conversation in his career. I'm confident that that's probably unlikely. But I'm even more confident that I don't think he'll ever be in the bottom 10 quarterbacks in the league, starting quarterbacks. I think he will hover between 9 and 19, you know, and if that for you as a Packers fan, like if you agree with that assessment.
Well, then you can't pay him like he's top 8.
But Geno Smith, Daniel Jones aren't being paid like they're top 8. They're being paid like they're 9 to 19.
I'm not an over the cap guy. I don't know where those contracts fall. I'd have to dig into the numbers, the figures, the data.
Well, I don't know. I know he played good for 3 of the 4 quarters that I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, have you gone back and watched the third, by the way?
No, I haven't had time yet.
Hat tip to Matt LaFleur. The scripted plays worked. Whatever they did throughout the week connected with it. I thought Matt LaFleur had a great game. I know you guys are both out on LaFleur. He pushed back on the all 22 fans in his press conference on Monday, which,
what an asshole.
I think he was also wrong because, like, Rashawn Gary sucks against the run. So don't tell me Rashawn Gary lining up outside of a tackle is supposed to help with the run when they're gashing you up.
You're talking about the whole like 2 down linemen debate.
Yeah. I understand he's a down lineman in that formation, but he's not doing shit against the run, which is the problem.
Who's the most, I have to go, but who's the most
Arthur Smith?
No, who's the most well-liked coach in Wisconsin right now? Is it Pat Shaka Murphy? Smart, Greg Gard, Bart Lundy?
It might be Gard.
I'll give it to Bart Lundy just for being a guy.
It's LaFleur, who is a loser. It's Griffin, who everyone's just decided, you don't get a chance. We hate you.
What about Matt Janis? UWL buzzsawed through the WEAC this year. Are we giving him no credit for that?
Janis!
Bart, you do have to go, so I won't make this hard for you. This is a good episode.
Are you gonna tell everyone what show you're on next week? Has this been publicized yet?
It don't matter.
Yes, you do this to yourself. Can I be your hype guy? You don't do a good job of your own hype.
You are his hype guy, Paul. You literally already are.
But I want to do it on his behalf more and more. Just like, yeah, more profound.
I'm guest hosting the Tonight Show for a week. Just kidding. I'm filling in for Rome on Friday.
The jungle.
Clones. Yeah, I've done every show.
But not that one.
Yeah, there's something different than saying I'm filling in for Rome.
That's big, man.
That's Friday of Thanksgiving. No one's going to be listening.
See, but you do this to yourself. No.
Well, that's just general radio rule. I mean.
So, I mean, don't discredit yourself.
But there will be also, like, the CBS Sports Radio audience is familiar with me. But then there's a different Rome audience that's going to be like, who the fuck is this guy?
I mean, as someone who listened to that show 15 years ago and not in the past 15 years, I look forward to, like, you going out and, like, Tony in Texas is talking to Bart Winkler on the Jim Rome show. That'll be great.
I should make sure that people call in.
Of course you should. Here's your initial rally.
Like, if you guys ever, that's what I want. I just want a steady stream of calls from all the same guys that pop on here. Let's get your asses on the Jim Rome show.
As a going to the jungle, it's a guy named a Hot Take Jake. Jake, what do you got?
Q, God love him, would not fit in that crowd of callers when everyone's calling in and be like, Brian, what an awful take. I mean, just a complete moron. And then Q hops in and is like, Adrian Griffin, I'm patient with him. You know,
But Matt and Jake and Tony would be very good in that setting.
Yeah, not so fast. I got one more voicemail here that I wanted to play. Came in before the buzzer as I was publishing the show. I got a voicemail here. This is from a gentleman who goes by Wicks. Doesn't appear to be Wicket. Says Dontavian. I don't think it's really that guy, but the guy who says he's Wicks. Here we go.
Hey, Bart. This is Wicks, a la Dontavian. First time voicemailer. Been loving the council hate lately. Keep it up. Have some thoughts on the Pat Murphy hire. Would love to hear yours as well. First off, was about the move. Was hoping for a bit more flash or drama to heap on top of this entire situation. But anywho, I was wondering your thoughts on, did the Brewers pretty much have to make this move with the entire coaching staff coming back? I wonder if that discouraged or handcuffed any external candidates from possibly taking the job or wanting it. So maybe Pat is just a stopgap till we can clean house in a year or two. One more point why I didn't want Murphy is honestly I'm afraid he won't shit on council. I was hoping the new guy would come in and point out, like, hey, council didn't believe in you fucks. He was too chicken shit to manage this group. He wanted to take some more talent and didn't believe any of you pieces of shit could do anything. I thought that'd be a real nice rallying cry to unite the team around this year. I'm not sure Murphy will deliver that message. And also, fuck off to the Cubs fans coming in all high and mighty this last week. They had one ring to our zero in the last 115 years with more than double the chances when a quarter of the teams were playing. We've by far been the better team the last five to six years. We've got three division championships to their one shitty COVID one. Game 163. I'll wear that banner proud too. And we single-handedly ended the Epstein dynasty with that 7-0 comeback during the regular season. Baez, Bryant, and Rizzo were all gone within the month. So fuck off, Cubs fans. Enjoy your shiny, I tell you. Anywho, thanks for playing my voicemail. Go Pack, Brew Crew, and Bucks. And Craig Council can just fuck right off.
Yeah, again, I'm just astounded by the amount of people that, I try to bring up the council stuff on CBS sometimes. No one cares. Nationally, no one cares, which is actually better. Because I'd rather have the rest of the world not care than people try to jump in and tell us, like, how to feel. So that's the overall arcing thought on that. At published time, I can tell you the Badgers lost, the Wisconsin Badgers. I'm not going to pretend like I watched this shit, but it sucks when, like, the only team that's good around here is the one team I don't care for, and that's Marquette. And I don't know. I'm not going to stay up to make sure I get their scoring against Illinois. We've made it clear that we are only bandwagon Marquette fans
at the last possible second. And even then, I don't know. I guess it would depend who they play. And then the other thing is, I just keep coming back to, like, if you don't think this is if you don't think that Adrian Griffin is the right man for the job, that's fine. If you're not sold on him, that's fine. If you, you know, want to see, you know, there's things that you've seen already in 10 games you don't like, fine. If you think that he should be fired 1/8 of the way through his rookie season with everything else, extenuating circumstances, I feel like you should be embarrassed. I do. We don't have to put our 10, you know, I think Jerry tweeted that. We don't have to put our flagpole in on takes all the time. Just this whole, I mean, what was the Brew Hoop had an article, and everyone's, what are we doing? We Bucks fans, like, we deserved a title. I think so. I don't know that as a fan base we deserve another one. Not the way we're acting. There's no cohesion with us. So that's my homework. Before we talk Bucks again Wednesday night, figure it out. Okay? Figure it out. Over like a nice thick cut of Omaha steaks, type Bart in the search bar. We'll be back. Thank you. End of the episode.